KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's breezy and 36 degrees. We look for a chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and continued windy with a high around 42. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. The lower Missouri River will remain high into December because of a large amount of water being released from the dams into the rivers. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the amount of water being released from the Gavins Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border will remain at a level more than twice of what is typical for this time of year, 80,000 cubic feet per second, into mid-December. Officials do not expect significant new flooding along the river because of the high releases, but many levees remain damaged from severe flooding in the spring, allowing floodwaters to flow into many farm fields and rural areas. The amount of rain and melting snow flowing into the river has remained exceptionally high this fall, and wet weather is expected to continue through the end of the year. Well, two Polk County residents were arrested Thursday evening following a traffic stop in Adams County. The sheriff's office reports deputies conducted the traffic stop at around 4:30 p.m. near 9th and Quincy Streets in Corning. The driver, 42-year-old Lamont Arthur Mitchell of Des Moines, was arrested for driving while barred. His passenger, 42-year-old Tracy Lehman, also of Des Moines, was arrested on an Adair County warrant for third-degree burglary. Authorities say they located hypodermic needles in the vehicle and charged both individuals with possession of drug paraphernalia. Both suspects were being held in the Adams County Jail. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says also three people faced burglary charges following an incident in Corning Thursday. Deputies were called to a burglary in progress around 5:40 p.m. the 2000 block of Quincy Street in Corning. Following an investigation, they arrested 48-year-old Fred William Ehrman of Des Moines, 64-year-old Stanley Wayne Roberts of Corning, and 47-year-old Michelle Lynn Paradise of Des Moines for second-degree burglary. Authorities say Paradise was additionally held on a warrant for parole violation, and while in custody, they found a loaded hypodermic needle with methamphetamine in her possession. She was subsequently charged with possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. All three suspects were being held in the Adams County Jail. A special investigation by the state auditor's office indicates the office manager for a southern Iowa landfill failed to deposit tens of thousands of dollars in facility fees. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Jennifer Nickel was the office manager for the Solid Waste Management Commission for Wayne, Ringgold, and Decatur counties. According to a letter from the state auditor's office, Nickel admitted to the commission she had taken cash collections for personal use. She resigned rather than be fired in the middle of last year. Auditors reviewed 4 years of records related to the fees charged for dropping off trash at the landfill that's near Grand River. They identified nearly $62,000 in cash hadn't been deposited in the commission's bank accounts. The report indicates cash was withheld from over 90% of the deposits made during Nichols' tenure. I'm O.K. Henderson.
A special investigation by the state auditor's office has been turned over to state and local authorities. Elsewhere in the news, an aviation program being offered in the Atlantic Community School District was discussed during a meeting Wednesday evening of the Atlantic School Board. Aviation Program Coordinator Lisa Sontag said the district is just getting started with their program here. The district is one of 165 schools nationwide that will offer the curriculum this year.
So it's new for everyone. We're the second school in Iowa. There's us and Clorinda.
And the need for such a program, she said, is evident in light of the number of pilots who will be retiring from commercial airlines in the coming years.
The big push right now is that Boeing basically has come out that they're going to be approximately 240,000 pilots short in about 20 years. And last year, the FAA gave out about 5,500 licenses. So we are very slowly declining in the wrong direction. In fact, you know, some of the statistics was UPS is, they're in such a short demand for just mechanics themselves, let alone the pilots and everything else to keep up and running.
Another element of the program deals with drones. In fact, the students had a chance within the past couple of weeks to look at and operate some drones under the guidance of Technology Director Roger Warren and Industrial Tech and Ag Instructor Eric Miller.
The weather wasn't cooperative though, so we couldn't fly them. They flew them for a little bit for us just to kind of give us an idea, but...
Lisa Sontag said the program is set up for 4 years.
With year one being the only one that's completely rolled out. This year is the test year for year two, and then each year they add another year on. Typically it's a freshman level class that we have, but we have a whole range, senior to freshman, so because it's only a 1-year program, we offered it to everybody.
After year two, she said the student should be able to take the written FFA or other FAA ground test for an eventual pilot's license. 20 students are participating in the curriculum this year. Each semester's build will cover different topics, including the construction of small-scale wind tunnels. The course includes the use of two cockpit flight simulators, similar to a video game but much more technical in nature. Sontag said she'd eventually like to have 4 to 6 more simulators as the years progress. The program course features two career and technical education pathways, those being pilot and unmanned aircraft systems, or drones. All current curriculum materials are provided to the school at no cost, thanks to the generous donations made to the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association Foundation. In our funeral announcements, Lois Irene Darrington, age 91, of Griswold, died on September 11th. Memorial services for Lois Darrington will be this morning at 10:30 at the Griswold Community Building. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family. Roger Allen Steele, age 82, of Anita, died October 5th at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Roger Steele will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita is in charge of the arrangements. Donald Don W. Berry, age 92, of Stillwater, Oklahoma, and formerly of Atlantic, died September 27th. Locally, graveside services for Don Berry will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marney. Ralph Gruber, age 84, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Celebration of life service for Ralph Gruber will be today at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. John Gehling, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday in Winterset. A mass of Christian burial for John Gehling will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gail Earl Schnack, age 84, of Harlan, died October 3rd. A memorial service for Gail Schnack will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Iola B. Wilson, age 94, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Iola Wilson will be next Monday at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church, south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Cecilia Clefman, age 90, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Cecilia Clefman will be Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Frida Boyk, age 89, of Harlingen, Texas, died September 29th. Memorial services for Frida Boyk will be October 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Luca James Hodges, age 2.5, of Anita, died Tuesday at the Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Luca Hodges will be next Wednesday at 1:30 at the Cam High School in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.